就是在复活主日之后的一两天，他们在吃早餐的时候。
In this conversation, Peter finds forgiveness, restoration, and hope.
那通过这段对话，彼得找到了怜悯、修复跟希望。
The other time is in John chapter 20, verses 10 through 18.
那第二个时候就是在约翰福音二十章十到十八节。
It's outside the empty tomb on that first Easter morning.
就在第一个复活主日，在坟墓外面的那个地方。
And this time, Jesus addresses Mary Magdalene.
那这个时候，耶稣是在跟抹大拉的玛利亚。
And just like Simon Peter, Mary finds new hope.
那跟西门彼得一样，玛利亚找到了希望。
For Mary, that first Easter begins early.
对玛利亚来说，那第一个复活节开始的很早。
John 20 verse 1 says she went to the tomb while it was still dark.
约翰福音二十章一节说，她在天还黑的时候到坟那里去了。
And when she arrives, the stone sealing the tomb is already removed.
可是当她到的时候，那个挡住坟墓的石头已经移了去。
Mary does not enter the tomb.
玛利亚并没有进到坟墓里。
Instead, she jumps to a conclusion.
她马上就下了一个定论。
The body of Jesus has been moved, or at worst, stolen.
耶稣的尸体一定是被挪走了，或者被偷了。
So she runs to Simon Peter and another of Jesus' disciples, John, to tell them that the body is missing.
所以她马上跑去找了西门彼得，还有另外一个使徒约翰，跟他们说身体不见了。
And they rush to the tomb.
那他们就赶到坟墓那里去。
And when they enter the tomb, they see the bizarre evidence of the folded grave clothes.
那他们到了坟墓的时候，看到一个很奇怪的景象，就是裹尸体的布已经卷了起来。
If Jesus's body had been stolen, why would thieves take the time to fold the grave clothes?
如果耶稣的尸体真的是被偷的话，为什么那些小偷还要把那个布卷起来折好放着呢？
Peter and John then depart.
那保罗跟约翰就走了。
But Mary stays.
可是玛利亚留下来。
She's weeping.
她在哭。
Desperation, perhaps even despair, consumes her.
她很迫切，或许她有些沮丧，她已经丧气了。
Suddenly, two angels appear, seated precisely where Jesus's body should have been.
那突然两个天使出现，就坐在耶稣身子应该在的地方。
Surely seeing angels would cheer her up.
看到天使应该能够振奋她吧。
No, even angels do not console her.
可是并没有，就算天使也没办法安慰她。
She's still crying.
她还在哭。
And then she turns around.
然后她转过身来。
Jesus stands there.
耶稣就站在那里。
But Mary doesn't recognize Jesus.
可是玛利亚并不认得耶稣。
We're not sure why.
我们也不知道为什么。
Bible scholars think Mary was so overwhelmed, her eyes swollen with tears, that it was impossible for her to recognize who was standing there.
那有一些圣经学者觉得说，也许玛利亚当时的情绪冲击太大了，然后眼睛也哭肿了，可能就认不得了。
In any case,And this is the telling detail. Mary is not expecting Jesus.
那反正重点就是玛利亚并没有期望能够见到耶稣。
She had been at the cross.
她在十架那边去过了。
She had seen him die.
她看着耶稣死了。
Whoever this was in the garden, it could not be Jesus.
不管园子里的这位是谁，不可能是耶稣。
But it is Jesus.
可是他就是耶稣。
Jesus is there.
耶稣就在那里。
And Jesus is alive.
耶稣的确活着。
What happens next?
那接下来发生什么事？
Jesus asks a question.
耶稣问了一个问题。
I love the fact that Jesus asks a question.
我很喜欢耶稣是问了一个问题。
Here he is, he's risen from the dead.
他已经复活了。
It's the greatest event in all of human history.And the greatest triumph ever known.
这是最有成就的事，这是最有得胜的事。
And what does Jesus do?
耶稣做了什么呢？
He asks questions.
他反而只是提了一个问题。
Couldn't he just have triumphantly said, "It's me"?
他不能很光荣地说是我。
But not Jesus.
可是并耶稣并没有。
Instead, he asks questions.
他反而是问了问题。
Jesus loved to ask questions.
耶稣很爱问问题。
In the gospel, he mostly asks questions not because he needs to know the answer, but because the person answering the question needs to know the answer.
那在福音书里面，耶稣每次问问题，并不是因为他不知道答案是什么，而是那个问的那个人需要知道答案是什么。
So Jesus asks questions to draw a person closer.
耶稣问问题是为了要引进那个人。
To prepare the person for some great truth that he's going to share.
使那个人更亲近他，然后为真理做了准备。
And it's the same here.
那在这里也是一样。
Jesus is preparing Mary to see and hear the greatest revelation ever announced.
他在这里是要为玛利亚准备，使他能够听，使他能够看见这史上最厉害、最伟大的事。
Jesus is alive.
这个好消息就是耶稣复活了。
He asks two questions.
他问了两个问题。
The first one repeats the question the angels just asked moments before.
第一个问题也只是重复了天使之前问玛利亚的问题。
Why are you crying?
你为什么在哭呢？
It's a comforting question.
这是有安慰性的问题。
But it's a question filled with hope.
是充满希望的问题。
His second question is the great question of faith.
那第二个问题是信仰上里面最重要的问题。
Who are you looking for?
你在找谁呢？
Who's going to answer the deepest longings of your heart?
你心里最迫切的需要是谁来回答呢？
Who's going to fill the vacuum in your soul?
你心里的黑洞是谁要来填满呢？
Both questions are not a test, they're an invitation.
这不是一个试验，这是一个邀请。
Mary cannot hear the tenderness and hope in these questions.
可是玛利亚并不能体会这些问题后面背后的关怀。
Her only response to this unrecognizable figure is, "Tell me where you've put him."
她唯一的回答，唯一的回应就是，你把他放在哪里？
And then,Jesus says just one word.
那耶稣只有一个回答。
One word that changes everything for Mary.
就一个字就改变了玛利亚的一生。
It's a name.
是个名字。
It's not Jesus' name.
这不是耶稣的名字。
On Easter morning, the word that changes Mary's life is Mary's name.
在这个复活节的早晨，这个转变玛利亚人生的这一个字是玛利亚自己的名字。
Jesus says, Mary.
耶稣说，玛利亚。
And with that one word, her anguish drains away.
就这么一个名字，她的悲哀，她的忧虑全部就不见了。
Her eyes and ears are opened.
她的眼睛和她的耳朵都开了。
And she turns to him and calls him Rabboni.
他就转身叫他说拉波尼
which means my teacher
意思就是我的老师
my guide for life
我生命的导师
the one who set me free
释放我的那位
the one who's placed my feet upon a rock
使我站立在磐石上的那位
the one who has delivered me
救赎我拯救我的那位
Last week, among some family heirlooms, I found a postcard dated August 3rd, 1947.
那上个礼拜我在翻一些家里的一些杂物的时候，我找到了一个明信片，上面是记载着1947年8月3号。
It's from one of the world's greatest concert cellists. His name, Pierre Fournier.
那是我。一位举世闻名的一个大提琴家叫做波尼耶。
It was written to my father.
他是写给我父亲的。
In 1947, my father was a cello student of Pierre Fournier at the Paris Conservatoire.
在1947年，我的父亲就在波尼耶的一个音乐学院底下学习大提琴。
And Pierre Fournier changed my father's life.
伯尼耶转变了我父亲的人生。
One of the reasons that my father became a world-renowned orchestral cellist is because he was tutored by Pierre Fournier.
那我父亲也成为了一个知名的大提琴家，也是因为伯尼耶的教导。
But here's the point. In the postcard, Pierre Fournier addresses my father by name.
可是我要说的重点是在明信片上，这个伯尼耶写的是直接指名点名了我父的名字。
On Easter morning, Mary does not receive a postcard from Jesus.
在复活节早晨，玛利亚并没有收到耶稣写给她的明信片。
But like the postcard, Jesus addresses Mary by name.
可是跟明信片一样，耶稣直接称呼，直接叫了，喊了玛利亚的名字。
And that changes her life.
那这就改变了她的人生。
This Easter morning, the triumphant word from Jesus is your name.
在这个早晨，这个复活节早晨，这个得胜的话是你的名字。
My name.
我的名字。
On this Easter Sunday, he calls you by name.
在这个复活节的早晨，耶稣要喊的是你的名字。
And he can change our lives.
他能改变我们的人生。
It's you and me that he longs for.
你和我是他所想要的，他所希望要有的。
So how will we respond?
所以我们要如何回应他呢？
Who are you looking for?
你在找的是谁呢？
Is Jesus just a figment of religious imagination?
耶稣只是一个信仰上的一个想象出来的人吗？
Is Jesus just a nice idea?
耶稣只是一个很好的一个比喻吗？
Is Jesus just a great historical figure?
还是他只是历史上的一位伟人呢？
Or is Jesus your Lord and my Lord?
还是他是你的主，他是我的主。
Your God and my God.
他是你的神，他是我的神。
Your Savior and my Savior.
你的救赎者，我的救赎者。
Your Redeemer and my Redeemer.
你的拯救和我的拯救。
You're all in all and my all in all.
你的全部和我的全部。
Your king and my king.
你的君王，我的君王。
How will you respond?
你要如何回应？
Who are you looking for?
你在找的是谁呢？
It's Easter, and Jesus calls you by name.
这是复活节，耶稣喊着你的名字。
Amen.
Amen.
We're going to respond with a hymn, and as we do, we'll invite those who are serving communion to come to the communion table. Thank you.